Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Welcome back, everyone. What does it mean to be intentional? The actual definition of intentional is doing things on purpose and deliberately, living your life deliberately and on purpose. We can all look around at people in our lives and we can see many different examples of people living with no intention. I want you to think, does somebody come to your mind that you're like, man, that's kind of a sad life. I wouldn't want to live that life. And this is not a judgy thing. We can learn so much by observing other people, being an ultimate observer of human behavior. You can learn so much. And it's not like, oh my gosh, that person's a waste of space. It's not like that. It's looking at their life and going, okay, check. That is not the life I want to live. I often feel this when I go to funerals. When I go to a funeral and I look at, you know, the things that people say about that person or the things that the celebration, I will go, wow, that was amazing. You know, that was awesome. So it's kind of looking at things like that. It's not a judgy way. It's just like, I can learn a lot. I can live my life with intention by observing others and recognizing what I like and what I don't like. I think that every child can learn valuable lessons from their parents, from what they've seen their parents do and go, oh, okay, I like that mom did that. I don't like that she did that. So I'm going to kind of leave that, try to pick up this attribute and tradition or characteristic that mom did or dad did. Of course, my children, I'm sure they're going to do the same things. There's things that I do that they're like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And things that they'll hopefully pull in, right? So we can also see people when we look around that are examples of people with living very intentional and everything in between as far as examples. So we all have the same amount of time every day. And I think the difference in someone living a fabulous life or just existing is whether they are intentional or not. Do they really have intention with their time, right? So there are a lot of people who come here, get busy, they get stuck in their life. They get stuck in patterns and they spin. And they let each day pass without even recognizing that they're just existing. There's someone that comes to mind for me. I want you to think about this in your own life when I say, can you think of an example of someone who is not living with intention? What does their life look like? Who comes to your mind? And then can you think of someone who you're like, wow, that person is living their life on purpose. Their day is deliberate. And it's not everything. Obviously, there's things that happen and we don't have to control it all. And it's not about control. And sometimes there's some delightful experiences that come in and some not so delightful. And that's the beauty and fun of life is it's a movie and we don't know exactly how it's going to go. But we do have a big role in it and how we can manipulate the energy to go and manipulate our life to go. You know, that word is usually used in a negative connotation, but that's what we really came here to do is we had plans. We had intention. We didn't plan to come here and just sit down in front of the TV and let our life pass by. The person that I can think of specifically that comes to mind for me that I know who retired about probably 20 years ago in her daily routine, you know, before that, she'd get up, she'd go to work. And she's divorced, so she's single, and her kids are grown and out of the home, but she also has grandchildren. And her daily routine ended up being that she would get up and she would sleep in really late, and she'd go to her living room and turn on the TV all day long. And then she'd go in between the kitchen and her chair in the living room and watch TV. And then she'd go to her bedroom at night and turn the TV on until she'd fall asleep. And then she'd do it all over again. So literally days and days and days would go by that she wouldn't even leave her house. She'd go to the grocery store every once in a while and maybe go to a family gathering or something every great once in a while. But that was her day. Her entire day consisted of her going from her TV in to the kitchen, to the bedroom, and then on and on and on. So she's not living. She's existing. And she still to this day is doing those things. So she has lost purpose. And I've learned a lot by watching that example in my life. For a long time, I felt really sorry for her. I felt bad for her. And I felt almost the sense of like, I needed to constantly call her and I needed to constantly, you know, go over and check in on her and those things. But then I thought about it and I realized, you know, there are almost 8 billion people on this planet. If someone is lonely, that is a choice. We can always get up and go and meet people. There's people everywhere, right? So if you want to become a part of other people's lives and have that human connection, it's there. So on the flip side, I know another woman who's retired. So I'm going to use both of these women who are retired examples. And she is loving and living life. She gets up, she exercises, she has lots of friends, she has family. She has several plans on a normal basis. I have no idea what her day consists of because she's always moving and grooving. Like she's doing all kinds of things. She often has her family over for amazing, delicious meals that she prepares and games. She's just returned from Hawaii to see her grandkids. And she is a great example to me of living with intention. So I use these two examples of these women that are retired because at any age, we can choose to live our life on purpose or not in many different areas, right? So it's not just about our daily routine, but think of people who are in relationships with no purpose or intention. And they're not fulfilled, but they're not willing to face it. So they stay day after day, year after year, doing the same thing in an unfulfilled, unintentional way. It's kind of like this energy of like, yeah, whatever comes my way, whatever the day consists of, whatever my relationship is, like I'm just going to allow it. So to me, it comes down to wasting time, right? So today we are shining a light on some things that waste a lot of our time and attention to steal that intentional life from us. So I want you to get out a pen and paper if you can and step more fully into our purposeful life. So of course, my number one nemesis that I'm going to list of a time waster. Can anyone guess what it is? Dun, dun, dun. I bet you can. The first one that came to mind for me is the TV. So when I was a kid, I loved watching TV. It was an escape from drama, and I loved it. I loved, you know, back in the 80s, there were lots of different sitcoms that my family loved watching. And TV is fine in moderation. It's fine. And I know there are some good things that we can learn from. We can laugh. It can be an escape. It can be an outlet for creativity. Some of the shows are super creative, and we can also get inspiration and be inspired from different things. Let's be honest though, most of it is garbage and a total waste of time. I always find it funny when people are like, oh my gosh, do you know who so-and-so is? And if you don't, then they're like, oh my gosh, you don't know who that is? Like something's wrong with you. That there's some famous person supposedly on TV that you don't know who they are. Or some famous, you know, musician or somebody in the famous world that most of the people have never met, but they think they act like there's something wrong with you if you don't know who they are. I actually think that's great. That means you're living your own life and not focusing so much on sitting there watching others. Reality TV is one of the best examples to me of people sitting there watching others live their life instead of living their own. It's cool to snuggle up and watch a show, but I'm saying be intentional about it and use it in moderation. Like when you're sitting there watching something, I want you to start actually asking yourself, is this worth my time? Last year, we started watching The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because my husband knows someone on there. It is not something I would normally watch. And we watched the season last year and it was kind of fun because he knows actually several people on there because he knows her. And so he'll see like different parties she has and this, and he'll be like, oh, there's so-and-so and so-and-so. And so I think that's kind of fun for him, which is, I understand that. I get that. But season two has started and I watched one episode and I'm like, no, I don't think I'm gonna do this again. Like, I don't think it's worth my time. So watching these girls fight and talk about each other, and it's so low vibe to me and a waste of my time. I'm like, I could be writing a segment. I could be doing many, many other things with my time. So here's your get intentional action item with TV. We're gonna shine the light on the issue and some time wasters, and then how we can get intentional in our own life. So limit TV to 2 hours or so. That's a good amount because then you can watch a full movie or whatever. So around 2 hours to 3 or 4 times a week. Also, and of course you make it your own, but I feel like that's a decent amount of time. Also DVR, everything. Never watch it live. Did you know that commercials in a 1 hour segment, they take up a whopping 25% of that time is allotted to manipulate you to consume more? So it's not just about the time wasting, it's what the subliminal messaging is and the conditioning and the programming that the commercials are all about. And so I studied journalism in college. And so I had to take a lot of media courses. And there's this one media course that has always stood out to me. It was so fascinating. And our professor had us watch this commercial. And I don't even remember what the commercial was for at this point. But afterwards, he said, did you see this in the commercial? And everyone was like, no, I didn't ever see that. And he said, okay, watch this. And so he slowed the screen down to where it was in slow motion. And he pointed out all of the subliminal messaging in commercials. And it was so fascinating because you can't see it with the naked eye because it's so fast. The frames are so fast, but it's really there to manipulate you to consume more and to have certain messaging. I don't know, depending on whoever made the commercial, there are different various ways to manipulate or to get you to do certain things. But when we start to recognize how important our mind is and how important our power and our energy is, then we have the power to have, be, do anything we want. But we have to break through those trances, through many different avenues that we have been manipulated. There's many ways. There's through our food, through the drugs, meaning medications, through all of these different ways that we've been manipulated. And another one is the TV and advertising. There's this movie, it's called They Live, and it's back from the 1980s. And it is so interesting. I watched it this last year because my son he was like, Mom, you should watch that movie, They Live. It really resonates with what's happening in the world right now. And so I watched it and it's really interesting, but it's a movie about how the population had been put in a trance. And there's these magic sunglasses. And when the guy puts the sunglasses on, he can see the truth. He can see reality everywhere. So there will be like a sign that is for, let's say it's like a Nike sign. It's not, but let's just use that, like a different logo. And then when he puts the glasses on, it'll say, go into debt or buy more or stay in a trance. And it's like all these commercialism and brainwashing. Essentially is what it is. So when you watch something, if you can skip that advertisement, it's really, really good. My husband loves to watch sports. And of course, sports are always good live, right? You don't want to watch them later, I guess. But what we do is we often mute the commercials. And you notice that the volume goes up during the commercials. It's like blaring at you, you know? Because they count on you getting up and getting a drink and moving around. And so they want you to hear their advertising. So many times we'll just mute it. So if you can't DVR it, then you can mute the commercials at least. And then, you know, during that time we can chat or we can just have silence. But being aware of the programming and not allowing it is that intentional living. Okay. So number two way that we waste time, phones and devices. You knew this one would be on here. Course. We all do it and it's a sign of the times, but in order to really have a fabulous life, we've got to be intentional with our devices. Are you waking up and reaching for your phone? I want you to ask yourself that because that is a habit that so many of us do. We wake up and we go straight to our phones and we start scrolling, right? And then, you know, we live our life, go throughout the day, get back on social media, check these different things on our phones, check our email, maybe our investments or bank accounts or crypto or whatever we have going on. And we're just constantly looking, Pinterest, all of these different distractions. And so what can we do to break those cycles of wasting time and be more intentional with our phones and our devices? So another thing that people do is so they have it in their morning routine and their nightly routine. So they'll begin with their phone and they end with their phone. So think about that. What I do is I look at people's patterns. And so I will say, what do you do during your last waking hour of your day? You know, and they'll say, oh, many times they'll say, oh, I scroll social media or whatever. So how can we get intentional? What's our action item? Here's what we do. You set times of when you're going to be on your phone. So wait to scroll until after your morning routine. And I know it can be tricky to get out of that habit. For me, I often set my alarm on my phone, but I have it docked in the hallway because I don't want it right next to me while I'm sleeping. So I get up and I go to my phone and I have to physically pick up my phone to turn it off the alarm. But I have gotten more intentional over the past couple of years to not start scrolling to where I do my morning routine first. And then later, if I want to pick up my phone, then I can check social media or do whatever. But just having that intention to where you go, okay, first I'm going to get up, I'm going to make my tea or my coffee, I'm going to say my affirmations or do my visualization or meditation or whatever your morning routine is, which we will hit on those again because we always come back to those things. But having a healthy morning routine and then a healthy nightly routine are really important. And it doesn't involve scrolling and looking at other people's lives because it's just a bunch of stuff coming at you that's not really your best use of time. So having a morning time and an evening shut off time, maybe you have your shut off time on your phone at like 8 o'clock or something like that, where you dock your phone. And I know I just heard a lot of people go, well, wait a minute, what if I get a business call, right? So number three, people. Oh my gosh, people waste our time so much, right? Who are you kicking it with and are they worth your time? I want you to think about that. That may sound harsh, but really, Are you spending your valuable time with people that are draining your energy or contributing to your life? Ask yourself that question. So what to do is you think about how often are you currently hanging with other peeps that aren't in your bubble, aren't your core people? How often are you hanging with them? And is it more often than you want? So I want you to think about that right now. I want you to actually write that down and answer those questions. Some people have an entourage of people in their lives, tons of friends, tons of clients, tons of social get-togethers. And it might look like a good thing on the outside, but it might be more than you want. It might be way more than you want. And are you just doing things out of obligation to go to these events? Are they a waste of your time? If you have a lot of people in your life, then, you know, that time can get snatched up real fast with people that aren't really your priority. So clearing out people and things out of your life that you don't really want, you're just doing out of obligation. Okay, so number four, waster. Okay, this one might surprise you. Business, work, and emails. People can think, well, wait, work isn't a waste of time. But get this, check it, okay? So ask someone on their deathbed who had a family and spent their entire life focused on business and work, if it was a waste. There's a balance. And as entrepreneurs, I'm speaking as an entrepreneur, so I know this dance. And it's real. It is real for me because entrepreneurs can feel, you guys can feel me on this one. There's always something that you can be doing to contribute to your business. Always. I have to remind myself of this one because I love what I do. And so I'm always thinking of things. Oh, you know, people could really use this, or how else can I show up for helping people with their personal growth and their spiritual journey? And my mind can just go and go and go. And real estate agents are challenged with this one as well, because there's always something, right? Or anytime you have a business. So here's your action item with getting intentional. You set business hours, even as an agent, and you stick to them. See, this also might sound harsh, but you know me, I like to tell it like it is. I like to be bold sometimes, but we're not their bitch. We're not our client's bitch, right? Whipping around of like, oh, my client's called, so I have to jump up in the middle of my kid's football game or in the middle of their program or in the middle of dinner because my client called. Well, guess what? On your deathbed, if you live your life like that and you are constantly being whipped around by your business and your clients, you will regret it. So getting intentional and setting those boundaries is really what those business hours are. And what I'm not telling you, it needs to be, you know, Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. I mean, maybe that doesn't work for you. But in the beginning of my business, I had to really get intentional with this one because it was tricky. I had clients that would call me with, you know, what they felt like was an emotional emergency breakdown on the weekend or in the evening when I'm having dinner with my children, or they text me at wee hours of the night. And I had to really get intentional with this. And it wasn't like I had to, you know, yell at my clients or anything like that. I just had to change the energy I was putting out. And that's what's interesting, is we think we have to have these conversations, or we have to have these, like, on our website say, okay, don't call me after this time or anything like that. No, it's really just about, what are you allowing? What are your expectations for yourself? And then they will just pick up on that and stop doing it, or respect your boundaries. They will respect you for this. So that's a big one. Okay. Number five, this is very similar, obviously, to the devices, but social media. I mean, geez, social media, it's such a big time waster. We all do it to some degree. Well, maybe we don't all do it, but I'm speaking for myself. But getting intentional, an action item with this one is to turn off your notifications. Turn those notifications off, because if those are on, oh my gosh, I promise it will just waste so much of your time. So go to your notifications and turn those notifications off, and it will be a big game changer for you. Number six, sleeping. Yes, sleeping is important, but if you are sleeping more than your healthy amount of sleeping, then get intentional with that. And here's some action items you can do. Like if you're taking a lot of naps, or you're feeling tired all the time and you're sleeping in way late, or you're going to bed really early and you're sleeping, you know, 12 hours a day or whatever, then get intentional with it. Well, what can you do? Well, find out, why are you tired? Is it because of the food you're putting into your body and you're feeling groggy? Is it because you need some nutrients, some vitamins, some supplements? Are your hormones off? Like, get intentional by finding out why you're wanting to sleep so much, because that's a waste of time. You don't want to sleep your life away, right? So another thing is to get out and move and to get into sunshine. That will help your energy so much. And so, you know, with my mom, for a long time in the last part of her life, she was so tired, like for years. And I would say, Mom, you need to go outside without sunglasses on, like get outside and let that sun feed your energy. It will really, really help with not wanting to sleep too much and moving. The more you move, the more you want to move. The more you sit, the more you want to sit. So number seven, video games. I'm telling you this one because it's huge for males, and us as moms, we are training our children. I've heard horror stories about grown men who are addicted to video games because they start them as children and as teens, and it becomes a way of their patterns, and it really, really wrecks their lives, and it's a major waste of their intention in their lives. And so as moms, we've got to have those limits on there. It's our job to train our children and be able to put those limits on there for them so that when they're grown men, they aren't wasting all their time and they're actually present for their wife and their children. Okay. Number eight, tasks. Just meaningless tasks that some of these I'm going to mention aren't meaningless, but maybe they are for you. You'll have to be the judge of that, okay? Such as mowing the lawn, deep cleaning your home, changing your own oil, any of those things, maybe they aren't meaningless for you and maybe they're worth your time, maybe they're not. So just understanding if, you know, an entire day of your, you know, changing your oil or going and getting it done for $30 or whatever it costs, just getting intentional with your tasks and are they worth your time, right? One for me that I do not like, and it's not intentional for me, and that is shopping. Shopping and just wasting time, like going around a store, looking through every rack and looking, trying to find the right size and all of that. I would much rather get online and look for a certain size or whatever. And that to me is way more intentional for me personally, because I don't enjoy that. And so get intentional by looking at the things in your life that take your time and are they worth it? And what can you do about it? If there's, you know, maybe you can pay somebody $100 to do your lawn or come and deep clean your house, and you can spend your time otherwise where it's better spent for you. So just kind of looking at that. Number nine, worrying. Oh my gosh, this is a big one. We worry our life away. I look at so many years that I used to worry. I don't worry so much anymore. Every once in a while, it sneaks up. But for the most part, get intentional. So the action item you can do for this one is when you catch yourself worrying about a situation, you step back and you go, how do I want this to turn out? What's the outcome I would want this to be? So maybe it's a child you're worried about. Maybe let's say they don't have friends at school. And you can see that they feel lonely and they don't have people around them that are honoring them. What would you want instead? So instead of spending all that time on worrying, hold that space of what you want instead. So envision them having lots of friends and look at what you can do about that. Maybe you can call your friend who they have a child your child's age and you know that they do pretty well together and you can kind of support them developing some friendships. But just looking at what you want instead and how can you follow that up with certain actions to support that. Okay. Number 10, the last one, talking on the phone. I used to waste so much time talking on the phone and I had a lot of people that used to call me that it was a routine, such as certain friends that had been in my life since we were kids calling me and we would just chat and talk every day on the phone. And it was a big waste of time. And I'm not saying that those people are a waste of time, but just sitting there chatting about what, you know, sometimes it's like, hey, what are you doing? Well, and talking about, you know, so-and-so's talking about her husband, bagging on him or whatever. So get intentional. And many times if you have a lot of people that call you and waste your time on the phone, there will be an earthquake to change that because they are used to that. They are used to you and your time because you've given it to them in the past. So when you stop doing it, then oftentimes they're mad at you or they get upset with you. But here's the thing. Here's the action item. The less you pick up the phone or the less you call them, the less they will expect of your time. And so just starting to change that dynamic. And of course, you can call people that you like and spend time on the phone. But if you have people in your life, like I did, that were calling and taking my energy and just complaining about their life on a normal basis, then look at that and change it soon because it's taking your valuable time. Okay. All right, you guys. So thank you for joining me. Have a fabulous week and I love you all. Bye.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining.